Hi there, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Okay, this time around, we're going to start off with audio-described performances coming up very soon. Saturday, December 5th, once, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 p.m. This is the story about a Dublin street musician about to give up on his dream when, you guessed it, a pretty lady comes along and takes an interest in his haunting love songs. As their chemistry grows, his music soars to powerful new heights. But their unlikely connection turns out to be deeper and more complex than your everyday romance. Once again, audio-described performance, Saturday, December 5th, once, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Saturday, December 5th, The Wiz, this from the Burning Coal Theater Company, Murphy School Auditorium, Raleigh, and this is the 2 o'clock performance. This soulful classic follows Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow as they ease on down the road to find what is waiting for them over the rainbow, behind the curtain, and maybe even in their own backyard. Also December 5th, The Sound of Music at DPAC, and that is the 8 o'clock performance. Sunday, December 6th, Beautiful Star, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2. The best tales are the ones worth repeating. Returning as part of the 15th anniversary season for Triad Stage, Reverend Ledbetter and the Open Heart Community Fellowship gather again for their rendition of The Christmas Story. With down-home laughter and toe-tapping music, this family-favorite original production will tug at the heartstrings. Also on Sunday, December 6th, it's Dashing Through the Snow. Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3. A madcap comedy that's more fun than a joyride with friends in a one-horse open sleigh. Meet Trina, the innkeeper of the Snowflake Inn in, of all places, Tinsel, Texas. She's frantically trying to prepare for the holidays while dealing with a mixed bag of challenging guests and employees who leave the comedic chaos in their wake. Also on the list for audio-described performances, Sunday, December 3rd, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater at 5 o'clock. Of course, this musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mix of comedy and romance to add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. A visually stunning musical combining elegant costumes and scenery with song, dance, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater, 5 o'clock on Sunday, December 13th. Sunday, December 20th, Black Nativity, Justice Theater at 4 p.m., Stewart Theater, NC State University. And the final on the list, Tuesday, December 29th, The Book of Mormon at DPAC at 7:30. The likelihood that a venue can provide you with descriptive services or an interpreter if you give at least 2 weeks' notice. You're flexible as to which date you can attend. You follow through and attend the performance as requested. Coming up at PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, December 9th through the 13th, Disney on Ice presents 100 Years of Magic. Grab your Mickey ears and get ready for the ultimate Disney experience at Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic, presented by Stonyfield Yo Kids Organic Yogurt. Be charmed by a cast of over 50 with Mouster of Ceremonies Mickey Mouse, Sweetheart Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and Disney princesses, including Cinderella, Rapunzel, Ariel, Snow White, and Tiana. Relive the magic of Disney's Frozen with Anna, Elsa, and, of course, the hilarious Olaf, as they discover that true love is the greatest magic of all. Tickets start at $20. Got a rodeo coming up on Saturday, January 16th. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, February 3rd through the 7th. The Harlem Globetrotters, Saturday, February 27th. Cat Williams on March 4th. First and second rounds of the Division I Men's Basketball Championship, March 17th and 19th. Once again, this is at PNC Arena. Friday, March 25th, Winter Jam 2016. June 22nd through the 26th, Torek, the first flight, inspired by James Cameron's Avatar. Saturday, July 2nd, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas, Future Now, the tour. And Monday, September 12th, it is a Maroon 5. At the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, Sunday, December 6th, Sights and Sounds on Sundays, Olga Kleinkina. At 3 p.m., distinguished pianist Olga Kleinkina, assistant professor of piano at NC State University, explores the intersection of music and art in the 19th and 20th centuries in a program featuring preludes by Debussy, Chopin, and Scriabin. I hope I got that one right. Kleinkina began her musical studies in Moldova at the age of 6. Sunday, December 13th at the Art Museum, holiday concert featuring the Raleigh Flute Choir at 3. Sunday, January 24th, Sights and Sounds on Sundays, Aurora Musicalis presents Brahms and Beyond, that's at 3. Sunday, March 6th, Sights and Sound on Sundays, Ciampi Quartet at 3 o'clock. The North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival runs November 28th through January 3rd, Carey's Booth Amphitheater. The festival includes more than 20 displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. These larger-than-life displays will wow you with their beauty. Additionally, there will be multiple weekend performances by Chinese artisans. Bring your whole family and stroll through these one-of-a-kind enchanting light displays at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Ticket prices, kids 2 and under, are free. Ages 3 to 17, $12. Adults ages 18 plus, $20. And there's a four-pack available for $50. Okay, festivals and events going on through the end of the year. December 4th, Christmas in the City, Bessemer City. Festival Lights, Greensboro. And Salisbury sings in the season. And December 4th through the 6th, Country Christmas Train in Denton. December 5th, Jacksonville Winterfest. December 10th through the 13th, 17th through the 23rd, and 26th and 27th, the Christmas Train in Denton. December 12th, Santa and the Grinch Antique Fire Truck Rides in Salisbury. And then December 31st through January 3rd, Crystal Coast Countdown events in Moorhead City, Beaufort, Emerald Isle, Atlantic Beach, Pine Knoll Shores, and Newport. Switching gears a little bit, we're talking about the Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hills Memorial Hall. For lots of information, 919-843-3333. Saturday and Sunday, December 5 and 6, The Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet's holiday fantasy classic, captures the irrepressible imagination of a child's world in which all things are possible. Three performances, 2 and 8 on Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. That's December 5 and 6. December 11th, which is a Friday, Big Band Holidays, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, under the leadership of musical director Wynton Marsalis, performs original compositions by Marsalis and other orchestra members. Saturday, December 12th, Steep Canyon Rangers. Providing that traditional bluegrass music can adapt to its times without losing its history, the Steep Canyon Rangers are forging their own path in American music. Again, that's Saturday, December 12th, Steep Canyon Rangers. Saturday, January 16th, Compagnie Marie Chouinard, High Priestess of the Avant-Garde, this French-Canadian artist, unites the sensual and cerebral in her stark, iconoclastic, dazzling, and sometimes disturbing works. Friday, January 22nd, Melissa Aldana, saxophone, along with Pablo Maneras and Jochen Ruckert, winner of the 2013 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Saxophone Competition, and the first female to take first prize in the event's history, formidable Chilean saxophonist Melissa Aldana stirs Afro-Latin grooves and Chilean street music into swing standards, originals, and freeform improvisations. Friday, February 5th, Jason Boren and the Bandwagon. Since his emergence on the music scene in the late 90s, jazz pianist Jason Boren has proven more than his brilliance as a performer. He's established himself as a risk-taker and innovator of new directions for jazz as a whole. Thursday and Friday, February 18 and 19, throw me on the burn pile and light me up, Lucy Alibar. Lucy, whose stage play was adapted into the award-winning film Beasts of the Southern Wild, reads from her latest work, A Tale of a Man, His Family, and His Burn Pile. A lecherous goat, Pentecostals on the radio, a house full of dogs, cats, and Febreze, and Daddy's 38 Special are just some of the elements in this magical brew of stories about a singular childhood in Grady County. Saturday, February 20th, at Carolina Performing Arts, the Count Basie Orchestra, with Diane Schur and New York Voices. Founded in 1935, the Count Basie Orchestra is among the most celebrated big bands of all time, collaborating with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, and other giants, and garnering 18 Grammy Awards and 20 Downbeat and Jazz Times Readers and Critics Poll Awards. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 23 and 24, Alvin Ailey, American Dance Theater. A vital American cultural ambassador to the world, the beloved Alvin Ailey, American Dance Theater, celebrates the uniqueness of the African-American cultural experience and the preservation and enrichment of the American modern dance heritage. Thursday, February 25th, The Knights with Gil Shaham, violin at 7:30. Duke Performances, the phone numbers, 919-660-3356. The box office number, 919-684-4444. Wednesday, December 2nd, Nick Lowe's Quality Holiday Review featuring Los Straitjackets. British rock and roll legend Nick Lowe teams up with Nashville-based surf rockers Lost Trace Jackets. Lowe, who achieved breakthrough success in the late 70s with his top 40 single, Cruel to Be Kind, is equally decorated as a songwriter and producer. He was at the helm for classic albums by Elvis Costello, Graham Parker, and The Pretenders. Tickets are $48 and $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Saturday, December 5th, Rusk, Froschi, and Chen Horn Trio. And I'm probably not correct on some of that. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets $38 and $32, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Thursday, December 10th, and I'm sure about this one, Roseanne Cash, The River and the Thread at Page Auditorium. Tickets $55, $45, and $40. $15 ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Friday, December 11th, Duke performances. Valentina Lisitsa, piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Valentina has a unique story among contemporary concert pianists. Born and trained in Kiev, she got her start as Hilary Hahn's accompanist, then found global acclaim when her YouTube videos of the Rachmaninoff Etudes, filmed in her adopted home of New Bern, North Carolina, went viral. Now she counts over 70 million views on her YouTube channel and a full calendar of international touring. That's Valentina Lisitsa, Friday, December 11th, Baldwin Auditorium, 8 o'clock. Okay, Saturday, December 12th, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. The Miami-based singer is a rising star, possessed of a remarkable voice, and critically acclaimed for her authoritative live performances. In the 2 short years since releasing her debut album, Woman Child, her enormous dynamic range, perfect pitch, and supple sense of swing have earned her a Grammy nomination and praise from the likes of the New York Times. Friday, January 22nd, Rez Abbasi Invocation, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Sunday, January 24th, Thymus Quartet, featuring Christoph Eisenbach on piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 7. Okay, Saturday, January 30th, Jennifer Coe and Shay Wozner, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Sunday, January 31st, it is Cantus, The Four Loves, Baldwin Auditorium at 7. Hailed by the Washington Post for their expressive power and spontaneous grace, the nine-voice men's choir Cantus was founded in 1995 when its members were students at St. Olaf College in Minnesota. NC State Center Stage and University Theater, Thursday, December 10th, The Swingles. Today's London-based Swingles are an international a cappella phenomenon, 7 young and versatile voices who deliver folk ballads, funk jams, with equal precision and passion. Stewart Theater, 8 o'clock, December 10th. And we jump all the way to Saturday, February 6th, John Pizzarelli, who's established himself as one of the prime interpreters of the Great American Songbook and beyond, bringing to his work the cool jazz flavor of his brilliant guitar playing and singing. Once again, Stewart Theater. Leading Ladies, this is February 11th through the 14th and 17th through the 21st, Titmuss Theater at Thompson Hall. Saturday, February 20th, Yamato, the Drummers of Japan, Stewart Theater. Saturday, February 27th, it is Kelly Lee Evans. Rising star, singer-songwriter Kelly Lee Evans will immediately draw you in with her naturally magnetic charm and compelling vocal stylings. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All right, now through December 30th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. December 8th, Joy of the Season, North Carolina Master Chorale. December 9th through the 13th, A Christmas Carol at Memorial Auditorium. This is Ira David Wood III's beloved musical comedy. December 11th, the Annie Moses Band. December 12th, the Laurie Berkner Band, Broadway Series South, May Mandy Concert Hall. And that's an 11 a.m. performance. December 13 and 14, Raleigh Ringer's 2015 Holiday Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. Performances at 4 and 7:30. December 16th, an Irish Christmas, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. December 16th, home for the holidays, the Army Ground Forces Band, Maymandy Concert Hall with performances at 2 and 7. December 18th through the 27th, Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker is more exciting than ever. Marvelous children, Herr Drosselmeyer, and all manner of other characters levitate, disappear, or are conjured anew from thin air. December 18 and 19, Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Also at Maymandy Concert Hall, December 31st, New Year's Eve in Vienna with the North Carolina Symphony. That's an 8 o'clock performance. January 9th, Emily Saves the Orchestra, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall performances at 1 and 4. January 9th, the Kruger Brothers, presented by Pinecone. That's in Fletcher Opera Theater. January 12th through the 17th, Ragtime. This is Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. The stories of an upper-class wife, a determined Jewish immigrant, and a daring young Harlem musician unfold, set in turn-of-the-century New York, all three united by their desire and belief in a brighter tomorrow. January 14th through the 16th, Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man, Fletcher Opera Theater. January 15 and 16, Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. And January 22nd, Peter Yarrow, Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. January 22nd and 23rd, a Rodgers and Hammerstein celebration, North Carolina Symphony Pops at Maymandy Concert Hall. Moving to Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. Friday, December 4th, David Sanborn, Electric Band. Saturday, December 5th, Isabella Rossellini. Sunday, December 6th, Home Free at 8 o'clock. Her winners of NBC's The Sing-Off. Monday, December 7th, it is A Christmas Carol. Perhaps the best-loved holiday story of all time. Theater 4's adaptation of Dickens' classic is particularly suited to children and features a magnificent score by Jules Stein, the composer of Broadway's immortal Peter Pan. Performances are at 9:50 and 11:20. That's for A Christmas Carol, Monday, December 7th, Carolina Theater. Saturday, December 12th, the Triangle Youth Ballet presents The Nutcracker. That's at 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Sunday, December 13th, an intimate evening with Mattis Yahoo's Festival of Lights at 8 o'clock, or Festival of Light, in celebration of the 10th anniversary of his breakthrough album, Live at Stubbs. Mattis Yahoo has taken a new look at music that first made his reputation. Monday, December 14th, Vanessa Carlton with special guest Joshua Hyslop at 8 o'clock. Carolina Theater, Thursday, December 17th, it is the Punch Brothers at 8 o'clock. They mix bluegrass, roots, rock, pop, jazz, and classical to create a unique contemporary sound, that from Rolling Stone magazine. Saturday, December 19th, Carolina Theater, Rejoice This Night. Sunday, December 20th, Cherish the Ladies, Celtic Christmas at 8 o'clock. Moving to DPAC, also known as Durham Performing Arts Center. Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13, Carolina Ballet presents The Nutcracker. With the addition of a fantastic new illusion last season, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker is more exciting than ever. Again, that's Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13, Carolina Ballet and The Nutcracker. Left off December 1st through the 6th, The Sound of Music. All, once again, these were all at DPAC. December 17th through the 20th. Ira David Wood's The Thirds, Ira David Wood the Third's A Christmas Carol. Okay, Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol, based on the book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III. It's now in its 41st year. December 29th through January 10, The Book of Mormon. Friday, January 15th, Lewis Black, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Naked Truth Tour. January 19th through the 24th, Matilda, The Musical. Tuesday, January 26th, Dancing with the Stars Live. January 27th, The Tenors. Saturday, January 30th, is Jeff Foxworthy and Larry, The Cable Guy. That's all at Durham Performing Arts Center. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Thursday, December 10th, Community Band presents Christmas Time is Here at 7:30. Once again, these were all at Holly Springs Cultural Center. Saturday, December 12th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Silver Bells at 7:30. December 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents Rudolph, 11 a.m., both all dates. Thursday, December 17th, A Christmas with the Nelsons at 7:30. Friday, December 18th, it is Discovery Series presents Oak City Brass at 7:30. And at Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, January 30th, Hugh Panero. February 21st, Jones Family Singers. March 19th, The Steel Wheels. Okay, and Winter Concert Series at Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary on Sundays at 4 o'clock. December 13th, it's the Raleigh Boy Choir's Millennium Singers. January 17th, Celtic Moods and Melodies with Mara Shea and the Elf Tones. February 21st, it's Brian Reagan. He's the violinist and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony. All right, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.